It's the 3rd of March 2012, and it's about 20 past 10 in the morning. As you can probably tell by the sounds, I'm back in the bathroom again. Now, it's been a funny old few days trying to set up the website for the Garbage Pod. A few misadventures up and down the line. The RSS feed has been a bit of a pig. Not the RSS feed as it is, because Jellycast automatically sends that through, which is good, but I've been trying to find a RSS feed player for the front page of the site, and I found two or three of them, all of different statures, and the one I sided on was called, oh my god, I can't remember the name of it now. I think something like Easy Widget or something like that. They do one, which is, it's quite good, because you get all the items in your feed in the box, and then in the corner of the box it also gives you a link to the RSS feed itself, so you don't have to say to people, or have a button or badge or whatever you want to call it on the page separately away from it, saying if you want the RSS feed click here, because it's embedded in the corner of the box. You just click on it and it takes you to the RSS feed. So I thought that was great. A lot of time and hassle you don't have to deal with, but, and it's a big but, for some reason it was only showing the latest episode on the player. You could only have that, the one on the for the life of me, I couldn't figure out how to change it and things, and I was getting really, really frustrated. There's a mention to this on the actual blog as well. And eventually I decided I was going to email Jellycast, and thought, you know, well, customer service in the UK, especially online customer service, is really, really rubbish, for want of a better word. I thought, well, I'm going to send this message off to them, and it'll probably be a week or so before I actually get a reply. And I was actually pleasantly surprised that I had a reply back within an hour, and this was in the late afternoon on yesterday, Saturday. So I thought, well, after lunch, you pretty much don't get any reply from anybody until Monday morning. So yeah, they came back to me and they said, well, what it is, there is a slider thing on the management page of Jellycast, and I hadn't seen it on there, but yes, it is on there, and you can set it from anywhere between one episode and 25 episodes, so it'll put 25 episodes in the box. I don't know what happens when you reach that 25, whether it stops at 25 and then starts going at the first one being 26 to the next 25. I don't know. Um, Apparently it's all set up for iTunes. I don't know because I don't use iTunes. So if anybody is hearing this, I'm assuming people are hearing this because anyway, if anyone is hearing this and they use iTunes, let me know. I might actually put something up on Twitter to find out if anyone uses, well, I know loads of people use iTunes, but whether the Garbage Pod is on iTunes and all set up. Yeah, what I was saying is that I know people are listening to this, or at least having a download. Whether they listen to the whole thing or not, I don't know. According to the statistics page on Jellycast, I've had 170 people listening to the main shows. That's 4 episodes put up, 170 divided by the 4. And then 94, I think, or 97 people listening to TGP Extra, which this recording is probably going to go on to. Oh, hello. That was a tweet, and it's not important because it's just somebody trying to get my money. When I say trying to get my money, it's Skybet. Trying to get me to put money on horses at the Cheltenham Festival. Now, I'm not really a gambling man. I use Skybet once a year, and that's for the Grand National. And the reason why I use them is that most booking shops, betting shops, bookies, whatever, if you put the money on the horses each way, they pay out on the first either 3 or 4 places. Skybet put them on the first 5. So if your horse comes in 1 to 5, you're going to get some money back. And that's the reason why I use them. More chance of getting some money coming my way. Excuse me while I put some shaving foam on my face. Yeah, and they keep trying to get me to spend money with them, which I haven't got. But that's the only time I'll put a fiver on the Grand National. It's a traditional week, but I've done for years. Even when I was a kid, my dad used to put money on for me. Go through the paper, see a horse I fancied. Nowadays, I do kind of study the form, but as someone quite close to me said, there's no point in studying the form on the Grand National. Just pick a horse you like the name of, mainly because there's too many horses. Secondly, because it's anybody's race, really. So even your favourites, because of the amount of horses, can fall at the first fence. So yeah. What else has been happening? There's been a few updates on the website. I'll go and have a look. Yeah, I think it's www.weebly.thegarbagepod.com. Um, I have been finding out some information about a local place of interest, which is an old mental asylum called the Three Counties Asylum. Now, if you look at the previous, or listen to the previous TGP extra, episode 2, it's actually a recording from a local radio station, BBC Three Counties, and it's an interview with a guy from Letchworth called Richard Knight. And this guy's got the most amazing collection of, I don't think you can call it memorabilia, I suppose you call it artifacts from the old Fairfields Asylum, which then became Fairfields Hospital, and now I believe it's been partly turned into luxury apartments and I think there's a gym in there and all that kind of stuff, like a leisure facilities. You'll have to excuse the buzzing sound, it's my razor. Before anyone gets any funny ideas. So he's got all these artifacts and he's an amateur historian himself. And another tweet. Who's it this time? Let's have a look, see. No one special by the looks of it. No, can't see. It just looks like a repeat of the. Actually, that wasn't a Twitter, that was a blooming SMS. Anyway. And this guy, Richard Knight, is trying, he's going to try and be a curator for a museum. He's going to try and start his own museum dedicated to the Three Counties Asylum. Now, the building is Victorian and in its day quite spooky, and there's lots of stories, as there are on any old building. There's stories of people dying in gruesome ways and such like. And more so in these asylums. I mean, the amount of stories that you hear about the Bedlam asylum in London, which is no longer there. Anyone who's a regular listener to the Vogue Show, or the Vogue Show as it was, it's now the Beer Show, but the old Vogue Show, Richard used to do pieces about Bedlam and other institutions quite regularly. Yeah, he's got quite a fascination with prisons and mental institutions and workhouses and that kind of stuff. And it is a very interesting part of English history. And this is, as I say, it's local. Fairfields is just across the way from the Garden City. If you live on the outskirts towards Stopfold and Alsey in Bedfordshire, so it's on the Bedfordshire-Hertfordshire borders, you live anywhere around there, the chances are you could probably see some of the goings on at Fairfield. It closed down, I don't know how long ago it closed down now, I think it was in the 90s or something like that. And yeah, they've kept the design exactly as it was. It used to have a cricket club there for some of the, I suppose you can call them patients. Some people would have probably called them inmates, because in the 1800s, once you get put into one of those places, you are never coming back out again. But they had a cricket club, they had a bowling club. And when the keys were handed over to the developers, they wanted those traditions kept open. So there is still a cricket club for the residents of these. It's almost like a little village there, the little residents of this little area down there that says the bowling green. And there's a kind of stone that was used to build the original buildings. And this stone is famously white, and it was called Alsey Stone because there's some quarries down that neck of the woods, and they made the buildings from this stone. And when they sort of redeveloped some of the building work around there, they actually made it out of a similar stone, so it matched in with the original Alsey Stone. I don't even know if the quarries are still, well, the quarries are still going to be there, but whether there's if they still make the Alsey Stone, I don't actually know. But I'm going to attempt to get hold of this Richard Knight, and if anyone's read the splurb on the that I've attached to TGP extra episode 2, you will see that it says on there that I'm going to try and contact Richard Knight. I have got an email address for him, and I'm going to send him an email and say, look, I'm a local guy, I've started this podcast, and I'd like to do regular pieces with you, little segments for the show, and see how he's progressing, because I think that'd be great to see his collection growing and how this collection actually evolves into, hopefully, the museum. And I would imagine that Richard has got some very interesting stories to tell. Well, that's about all I've got to say at the moment, and I will speak to you soon. Thanks for listening.